Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage. We're going to talk about inflation and mortgages and what's going on. Kind of like talking about what's happening. The government's printing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a lot of money. And in time enough, it'll probably be $1 trillion every 30 days. So that's out of control. What does that create, by the way? Anybody know? That's called inflation. So everything's getting more expensive. So what I'm thinking about is mortgages. You know, we have the 10-year creeping up to the 5%. They're talking about not doing any rate cuts or anything like that. And so I think there's going to be dynamics of something that implodes at some point down the road. But, you know, the government's going to spend at December of this year, 2024, they're going to pay $1.6 trillion in interest payments alone. If they continue the path that they're on, they'll be paying $3 trillion in interest expense only next year. So that tells me big problems, something's got to give, because obviously you can't make the interest payments and pay for Medicare and pay for the military and all the other things that are going on. It just won't happen. So something's got to cut. So my thinking out loud is, what is your interest rate on your credit cards? Are they maxed out? Are they at a high level? Are you paying skyrocketing interest on the credit cards that you have? What about your car loan? What is the interest rate on that? What about your student loans? So even though you may have that first mortgage that's a nice, beautiful, low rate and you're saving grace and holding on to it, I think you got to really look at what the dollar cost averaging is going to do. If we refinanced all that, would we save you money? Yeah, I know the rates are higher, but I seem to be doing refis and they're saving people money, taking the cash to do the things they need to do and getting everything in order. And so if you really look at it, if you go get an equity line, you're going to be paying 9% or more. So what is the better route to do in order to do? You just wait, pay the interest on the credit cards, pay that, or do you really combine everything and make it happen? And with inflation, the high home prices are what? They're at a high level. So if the home prices are high, is it time to take advantage of the high level to consolidate and get the house in order to get one low monthly payment that you can concentrate on? And then I really preface this by saying you're really going to be doing two refinances. Right now, you're doing a refi cash out to pay all of your debts and everything to get the house in order. But when the government does pivot and all of a sudden the rates do drop down due to whatever circumstances will happen, you'll refinance again. Well, you got to pay closing costs. Well, if you're refinancing and you're saving yourself, and I'm just making it up, if you're saving $2,000 a month and it cost you $6,000 to do it, it took you 3 months to recuperate your closing costs. Anything after that's gravy. So then you get down the road and all of a sudden it's going to cost you $7,000 refinance, but you're saving $1,000 a month. Does that make sense? Well, yeah. Under 18 months, you're going to live in the home? Yeah, absolutely. So you just have to look at how long you'll own the home after doing a refi. If it's 6 or 8 months and you're planning on staying in your home, you got a positive. And when you refinance again. So I just think that we're just kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul in order to help cash flow during what's unprecedented with the money printing. So I hope this is helpful. I know that everyone's really, oh, I got this rate. I got to hang on to it. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you will get that rate again on one after you refinance, cash out, pay off all your debt, maybe down the road, whenever that will be, which I have no idea. I've been wrong, apparently. I was thinking it happened by now. I thought it would happen last year. I had a bet on it and I lost. So I don't know the timing, but I do know the time will come when there'll be some kind of event that will take place that will create everyone to run the bonds. The 10-year is going to drop. Rates are going to come down, and that will be a perfect time to redo everything again. As crazy as that sounds, I think that we're just following the order of trying to keep it consistent and keep you ahead of the game. I'm Didier Buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage. I'm glad you tuned in, and please share the video with other people, the podcast with other people, and go to my blog, www.didiermortgage.com/blog, and check out my blogs that I have. And thanks for coming in. I appreciate you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.